Jimmy Barnes, Triple M, James A for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 with Sundays. 14 minutes past 6. Looking pretty good around Mackay with Sundays today. Hey, don't forget Saturday, by the way. It is a Mick Happy Day. $2 from every Big Mac sold going to the Ronald McDonald House charities, including getting our very own Ronald McDonald House room, family room here in Mackay, costing over $650,000.
Mm.
So make sure you donate as much as you can this Mick Happy Day. It's 14 past 6.
And if you can't get there yourself, just order Uber Eats to go through for you and throw in a couple of extra bucks as a donation.
Is Macca's doing Uber Eats?
I have no idea.
I think there's only selected restaurants. I don't know yet.
Oh, right, okay. But that was what started yesterday, Uber Eats. But we were just talking about those days back in the 90s and even the 80s as well, where you'd actually physically get in the car and drive for an hour or two just to get one particular meal.
How far would you go for something delicious? 13, 27, 10.
Pat's in Andergrove. How you doing, Pat?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dave.
All right. How far have you gone for food?
Now, this is talking about back in the 80s, like you were just saying.
Yeah.
Back when I was young, I used to live out west. And back in those days, like, there was hardly even no takeaways out there, but even hardly takeaways anywhere. And we used to get together in the car, about five of us, and we'd drive to Rockhampton, which was 3.5 hours, and we'd get a big bucket of KFC and a couple of buckets and come home.
From here in Mackay?
No, I used to live out west.
Oh, right. Okay, I was going to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure KFC's been here for a long time.
No, it was 3.5... Well, we had nothing out there. I lived in a tiny little bush town of 150 people, but we used to get five of us in the car and we'd drive to Rocky about 3.5 hours, get a few buckets for everyone or whatever, then drive home again.
Man, they would have been cheering for you to go through their drive-through.
Oh, it was just huge. And it was just amazing. Everyone used to like it. It was a huge deal because there was no sort of such thing as takeaway back in those days out there.
See, if you weren't nominated for Australian of the Year, I don't know who was. Thanks for your call there, 13, 27, 10.
Reuben, mate, how far have you driven for food?
Well, when I was young and stupid, I'd travel when I lived down Mount Isa. We used to go from Mount Isa to Cloncurry, which is about 130 kilometres one way for a burger that was down in Cloncurry.
Must have been a great burger.
Yeah, it was. It was a good burger. And then we've done the other one too. We've driven from Mount Isa to Camberwell, went over the Northern Territory to get a burger and then come back on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
it was about 170 kilometres one way.
I wonder how much that... Thanks for your call. I wonder how much that would cost on Uber, though, now.
Oh, a lot. Let's just say you need to be rich for something like that to happen.
The Uber driver could give up. Like, retire after that one. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. How far have you driven for food to celebrate yesterday? Uber starting up in Mackay, Rockhampton apparently as well.
Yeah.
From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can read the story on our website, triplem.com.au.